Welcome to News Video Clip. You may have heard President Trump bragging about this amazing deal he's made with Iran to stop the war that he started. And the reality is, it's not an actual deal. It's just a memorandum. And supposedly, Iran and the United States are going to be signing it on Friday. So Trump was at the G7 summit today in France, where he was bragging about how Israel would not even exist if it weren't for him and the United States. So let's take a look at this video from Jennifer Welch of I've Had It.
If it weren't for the United States of America, with me, because Obama was the opposite, Israel would not exist right now. Israel would have been blown off the face of the earth, 100%. And every smart person in Israel knows that.
Okay, first of all, lots of lies there from the 80-year-old liar, Donald Trump. First of all, Obama gave Israel $22 billion worth of aid when he was president. In fact, he gave Israel the bunker-busting bombs that George W. Bush would not give them. And then Trump goes on to say about how all the smart people in Israel agree with him. Well, that's kind of funny because Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel is not happy about Trump's deal with Iran. Once again, here's Jennifer Welch with the footage.
Before I read this, this is our best ally, Netanyahu, on Trump's Iran deal. This agreement was made by the United States, by the President of the United States, and he believes that he can achieve both supervision and the dismantling of the nuclear program. I said that is his decision. I repeat, that is his decision. He is leading it. Of course, I expressed my views in various conversations. On the other hand, I said that we have our own interests.
All right, so you can see right there, Netanyahu trying to back away from this deal that Trump made by saying, we have our own interests. And that means Israel does not want this deal with Iran. In fact, Netanyahu's allies in the Israeli government were even more blunt than he was. Let's take a look at what they're saying. Once again, Jennifer Welch has the video.
Don't bullshit us, Trump. Netanyahu loyalists rage at treacherous United States over Iran deal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's allies said U.S. President Donald Trump was a loser. I really can't disagree with that. And Vice President J.D. Vance was a scumbag. I cannot disagree with that. While one prominent loyalist described both as the modern Chamberlain.
So there you go. All the smart people in Israel fucking hate Trump. So that's pretty funny, actually. But here's why Israel doesn't like this deal. Iran is saying for this deal to work, Israel has to stop bombing Lebanon. That's a country that's north of Israel. However, Israel has said they will not stop bombing Lebanon. And that is what's going to blow up this memorandum. It's going to blow up the peace deal, guaranteed. Alrighty, let's come back to the States. And there's a right-wing podcaster on YouTube called Officer Tatum. He's a right-winger. And he was railing the other day about how Alabama would never have a pregnancy test. They would never require women to take pregnancy tests. Oh, really? Interesting. Alabama becomes the first state to require women to take pregnancy tests. AL.com reports, quote, for women between the ages of 11 and 50, the state requires pregnancy tests every 30 days to keep their registration for medical marijuana current, unless they can show proof they've had surgery that prevents them from having children. So that would be like their tubes tied or a hysterectomy. And then Dana Sussman of the nonprofit Pregnancy Justice says, quote, I am not aware of any other state that has a framework like this. This, I think, is the first sort of mechanism of regular surveillance, regular proving that you are not pregnant in order to access something that is available to or should be available to everyone. So, Officer Tatum, you've been debunked. You've been humiliated by facts. You're welcome. And anybody watching this, please share it with dear Officer Tatum. And as I've said so many times, we back up our claims with facts. The right-wing podcasters do not. All right, speaking of right-wing, Kristen Hawkins is an anti-abortion activist who runs a nonprofit called Students for Life. And here she is today on Twitter X. She was trying to smear California Governor Gavin Newsom because Newsom's wife has founded some nonprofits, just as Kristen Hawkins has. The Trump administration and their corrupt Department of Justice, which is sweeping the Epstein files underneath the rug still, is investigating Newsom's wife because she has some nonprofits. So Kristen Hawkins, she falsely claimed on X that Governor Newsom wants you focused on who's asking the questions and not the questions themselves. And she couldn't provide any actual evidence of that claim. And then she posted an article from the California Post. And this was kind of funny because this article actually blew her argument to hell. The California Post said, "That does not implicate Newsom or his wife. Those facts do not establish wrongdoing. None of that proves corruption. Questions are not convictions." Now, I said earlier that Kristen Hawkins has her own nonprofit. Let's take a look at it, shall we? It's called Students for Life, and ProPublica has posted their 2024 tax return. For some reason, Students for Life has not made available their 2025. But here's the 2024 from the 990 form. It shows that Kristen Hawkins' nonprofit brought in $17 million and had $15 million in expenses. Where did that $15 million go? Well, if we look under notable expenses, it says executive compensation, $532,000, professional fundraising fees, $144,000, other salaries and wages. It looks to be $5,305,000. And then down here, we see Kristen Hawkins, her compensation is $254,891,000. Then she gets another $38,069 for related, whatever that is. Then she gets $44,306 for other, whatever the hell that is. So, Kristen, again, the math isn't mathing. Where's all the $15 million you spent on expenses? Where is it, Kristen? Why don't you come on this show, this podcast? We'll live stream it. I will not edit you at all. And you can explain why you're not answering questions about your nonprofit, Students for Life, because I've asked you online. I've asked you on social media and you won't reply. Will you come on this podcast and reply? Do you have the courage to do it? And you can bring other people with you. Bring as many people as you want. That's my offer to you. All righty, let's go back to Washington, D.C. Now, you may have heard the Trump administration has ruined the reflecting pool. And this is this big, long pool that's between the Washington Monument on one side and the Lincoln Memorial on the other. I used to live in Washington, D.C., and I know it well. So Trump destroyed the reflecting pool by painting it like swimming pool blue on the bottom. And then it's further ruined because now it's got a bunch of green algae growing in it, which never happened when I lived in Washington, D.C. So here we're going to watch some of the workers. They're pouring some hydrogen peroxide into this enormous reflecting pool. One guy with two bottles, another guy with two bottles, and so on. And they're supposedly going to get rid of the algae by doing that. However, a doctor from South Carolina, Michael O'Brien, he writes, you would need a minimum of 8,000 liters of 12% hydrogen peroxide to reach 50 parts per million concentration to kill the algae that's causing the green. And then he writes, is this what happens when you have zero scientists in your administration? Because clearly they are not pouring in enough hydrogen peroxide. Once again, lack of science in the Trump administration, just failure. That's all they've got. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have. As usual, we link to all of our stories right below this video. We back up our claims. Unlike Kristen Hawkins, unlike Officer Tatum, unlike all the other right-wing podcasters, Riley Gaines, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, and all the other liars, they are paid influencers. They get paid to lie. They never back up anything. We back up everything we post. That's what makes us different. Alrighty, if you liked this video, please subscribe. And I want to thank everybody who's already subscribed. Thank you guys so much. Seriously. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate my guts, definitely you need to subscribe. Okay, that's all the news we have now. We'll be back later with more stories.